one on. Yeah, there's the full time whistle.
I don't think it was, but then he just gave it because he saw them.
It was a free out to Donegal, but all the Tyrone players ran onto the pitch and they blew it up anyway. The game is over here. We played 5 minutes of additional time, and Tyrone deservingly are Ulster Minor champions for 2021, beating Donegal on a final scoreline of 2-11 to 1-7. At the break, Tyrone were leading comfortably by 4 points, leading 7-3. They kicked 9 wides in that first half, but Donegal needed to change their approach to the game there and add a bit of energy to the game, which they did at the start of the second half. They got the opening 2 scores of the second half, but for all their possession and for all their hard work, they couldn't add on further points to that total. After that period, Tyrone started to find the gears again, and as we say, it's goals that won matches. They got 2 of those goals in the second half, and they were brilliant goals at that as well. Conor Owens from the Berra Club coming off the pitch to score a powerful goal, taking the place of Paddy McCann, and his introduction was superb as he slotted the ball past the Donegal goalkeeper Aaron Cullen. And then we had the captain Cormac Devlin, who couldn't find his range on occasions tonight, but he ended the match with 1-3. He's going to lift the trophy. Cormac Devlin got the second goal as well. 2 superb goals taken by Tyrone. We'll have to mention the Donegal goal. Carl Joe McHugh, he rifled it into the bottom corner from the edge of the 20, past everybody's soccer style. But that gave Donegal a wee bit of energy back into the game again. But once the second goals for Tyrone had been scored, there was only going to be one winner in this. They haven't lifted the minor championship title since 2012. They've lost 2 finals since then. They have made up for that disappointment, and Tyrone deservedly are the minor champions for this year, Gary.
Yeah, listen, they're the better team, you know, and Oisin's the best team that we've seen, that we've come across in our run across Ulster right now, and they go on now to play Cork, I think it is, and it's Sligo, of course, our neighbours had a great one, so they had last weekend, I think it's the first time in 68, and they go through to play Meath, the winners from Leinster who've done back-to-back, so it's good to see the likes of Meath and Sligo perhaps coming up in new teams. But listen, this Donegal team, you know, they can hold their heads held high. I think, Oisin, last year they'd won Buchrana Cup game. They didn't have a league this year, you know, so it's testament to them. Obviously, Tyrone are coming from the same, but it's testament to them to where they got to. They got to an Ulster final tonight, and I mean, like, we're really, really proud of them as a county, so we are, for doing so well with such a difficult times. And listen, they were carrying the flag for Donegal football, so they were for the last number of weeks on their own. Unfortunately, now that's the end of the county teams at the minute, and Tyrone are still going at senior and under 17s there. But listen, you know, I mean, 7 points. Conor Owens coming off the bench, 1-1. Conor Devlin, Horse's son, who we talked about earlier, Gavin Devlin, 1-3. Superb game. So he has that pace. He's a good player. You can see him go on and play for Tyrone senior, so you can. And we talked about, you mean, the conditioning of the players as well. That's probably something, you know, that we need to look at really closely now, because it's come up too many times in conversation. So it has an under 17 and under 20. I mean, I'll give you an example. Us in our under 20s this year, we didn't have any under 18s on our under 20s, and I'm not sure if those players were looked after that the years gone by. And maybe they were in terms of S&C and that. But it's very, very important that we don't let players, because that's a crucial age at 18. I mean, like, unless they're in Rios in the college, they get it in McCrory Cup and get that level of football, they're missing out otherwise, and it's a big gap from 17 to 20. So it's important that we're doing a lot of things right, so we are in Donegal, but you always can lift the bar every year, and it's important that we keep challenging and keep lifting the bar. The way we came out in the third quarter, we challenged massively, so we did. I mean, the energy, and we really brought the fight to them. Maybe those, I mean, I remember saying to you one time, the 3 wides that we had, we could have been 7-7. I mean, Karen McGee brought the fight to them, and as well, Sean Martin had a couple of high balls in, and that's where the goal that you were on about, that came from the superb finish by young McHugh. So it was, Caulfield tried really, really hard, so he did in the second half as well. But listen, Tyrone love beating us, and there's nothing better than they would love beating us in an Ulster final tonight, so it is. But you know, and good luck to them now, and they're all in semi-final. Listen, it's going to be tough to take for those Donegal boys. I see them down here in a huddle. They can, as I said, they can hold their heads high. Probably, I mean, you have to admire, Oisin, we talked at half time, they came out in the second half, they corrected their kickouts. So they did. I was looking at the kickouts second half. We did, I think, 100% possibly lost one in the second half, and we took almost 50% of Tyrone's kick as well. We also sorted our sweeper position, so we did. And was there maybe our attacking game, Oisin, in the final third that let us down? And you kept talking about it in the commentary as well. It was a pass that led to sloppy pass, maybe that led to easy turnovers for Tyrone, that maybe was the difference in the end that caused us to be that gap of 7 points behind. But listen, it's onwards and upwards for these Donegal players. I mean, there's probably no outstanding, you know, there's not a Michael Murphy out there, but the good thing about them is that they all play really together and gel well as a team. And listen, yeah, I no doubt a lot of them will go on now and play for the under-20s, if not next year, in the year afterwards.
Yeah, this is a very young Donegal minor squad. A lot of these players, of course, are still around for next year, so the future is bright. But we're watching here, Tyrone are going to lift the Liam Murray Cup for winning the Ulster Minor Championship title. It's been a big year of football for Tyrone, so congratulations to them. I'm going to correct Gary on something. There's still one Donegal team left in championship action, and that's the Donegal Senior Ladies, who are going for an Ulster title against Armagh next Saturday. That's the game we'll also have live for you on Highland Radio next weekend. But here at Brewster Park, it's not been a good venue for Donegal this year. At senior, under 20 and minor, we have lost. Our championship campaigns have come to an end here at Brewster Park and Enniskillen, two of which at the hands of Tyrone. Donegal are dejected down there. We're watching Tyrone here celebrate down on the pitch. They're not allowed to come up and congregate and take the cup under COVID rules. But many congratulations to Tyrone, led by their captain, Cormac Devlin, who's making his acceptance speech now. We're going to return to the studio. Thanks to Kevin, who engineered back in Letterkenny. We'll get a bit of reaction for you, and we'll put it upline shortly on highlandradio.com. But Tyrone are the Ulster champions, beating Donegal tonight as we say goodnight. Thanks to Gary on a final scoreline, 2-11 Tyrone, Donegal 1-7.